We just sang that song. I didn't know Brooke was going to sing it, but we sang, "The Lord has been mindful of me." Can you imagine if he forgot us for just a minute? This world would come to an end like that. And that's kind of the topic I want to speak with you guys about for a minute, is that we forget him. He never forgets us, but we forget him. He's mindful of us all the time. But we have to be honest with ourselves. Sometimes we're like the Israelites and we forget him. We're going to talk about that for a minute. We all deal with forgetfulness. It's just a human trait. I'm very forgetful. It's funny, the things I do remember and the things I forget. I remember when I was 17, my first fender bender. Her name was Babette. She was a 38-year-old boat rigger who hit me right outside of Palmertown Mall. I remember it vividly. Yet 6 years ago, somebody asked some insurance information. I was saying, "What?" And they said, "What's your son's name? I'd like to sign him up for insurance." "His name is Tate." "What's his last name?" "Cool." And I knew it was coming. "What's his middle name?" And I froze. It's embarrassing. I forgot my newborn son's middle name. The embarrassment was heightened when it occurred to me moments later that he was named after me. His middle name is my middle name. We need reminders, lots of reminders. And unfortunately, we really need reminders to not forget God. Psalm 78, verse 38 through 42, I'm going to read. "But he, being full of compassion, forgave their iniquity and did not destroy them. Yes, many a time he turned his anger away and did not stir up all of his wrath. For he remembered that they were but flesh, a breath that passes away and does not come again. How often they provoked him in the wilderness and grieved him in the desert. Yes, again and again they tempted God and limited the Holy One of Israel. They did not remember his power, the day when he redeemed them from the enemy." When we fail to remember what God has done for us, his power, his salvation, we are doomed to disaster. So we, as humans who are prone to forget, must have regular reminders. Ephesians chapter 6, you know, with the armor of God, the helmet of salvation is to be worn at all times. It's to be shined. It's to be polished. It's to be left on your head. And I think of that like this sometimes. Why is it the helmet of salvation? Why? Because I need to remember that I am saved by an all-powerful God at all times. The minute I forget that and take it for granted, take that helmet off, I will forget. And forgetting God leads to sin, and that leads to destruction. And it's not a type of forgetfulness that we forget God exists. The scriptures aren't talking about that. When you say you forget God, you know God's there. You know his works. But that knowledge remains knowledge. It's information. It's not usable information. You're not getting it into your heart and making it actionable information. It's kind of like this analogy. I know there was an earthquake in another part of the world, devastating that region. But I'm not moved by it. It doesn't move me into action. I know it's there, but I'm not changed by it. It'd be much different if we suffered a natural disaster here. It would be very, very moving. We need to keep our salvation ever present in our mind, because it will move us into action and move us to continually grow. How do we prevent this forgetfulness? We're going to talk about that for a minute. In my readings recently, I noticed something very interesting about Moses leading the Israelites across the Red Sea and Joshua leading the Israelites into Canaan through the Jordan River. What happened right after was interesting. Right after the Red Sea, they sang a song. That's it. They praised God. They went 3 days later and forgot him. They didn't forget God, but they forgot the saving power and all the miracles and just how awesome it was to be free from the slavery in Egypt. And 3 days later, they were thirsty and they complained. And they forgot the power of God. He wouldn't lead them out of Egypt to let them die of thirst in the wilderness. So they complained and they turned from God. They forgot. They took off their helmet of salvation and let the worldliness get it. In 3 days, that can happen. That can happen to us just as quick. Why do we assemble twice a week? Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 3 days. We need more than just assembling twice a week to keep from forgetting God. Very important. What did Joshua do that was different? The minute Joshua got across that river, he says, I'm going to establish some things to help you remember. He got 12 stones out of the river, made a monument. And they said, everyone talk about this when you see it all the time. Tell your children, remind them of God's power and how he led you here. They circumcised immediately. That's another tangible way to remember God and his promises and his covenants. They kept the Passover after 40 years of getting it from Mount Sinai. They kept the Passover. They worshiped. That was another reminder. We need reminders. Listen to these three verses from Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy 4:9. Only take heed to yourself and diligently keep yourself, lest you forget the things your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and teach them to your children and your grandchildren. Deuteronomy 6:12. Beware lest you forget the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. Deuteronomy 8:19. Then it shall be, if by any means forget the Lord your God, and follow other gods, and serve them, and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. Warning after warning after warning. We must not forget the unforgettable. Yes, it's possible. We forget God sometimes. Not that we forget he exists, but we forget him by our actions, by our worldliness, by our forgetting to let that salvation motivate us to growth, spiritual growth. So we must erect reminders in our lives, not just showing up twice a week. They only had 3 days to forget, and they did. We need many more reminders. 1 Samuel chapter 7 is an interesting story. Israel had just been delivered from the Philistines. And Samuel said, you need a reminder to remember God's deliverance from the Philistines. And he erected he called it Ebenezer, right? The stone of remembrance, the stone of help. Hither by thy help I've come. We sing that song. I think it's number 500. I was going to read the lyrics, but I've only got 3 more minutes, so we're not going to do that. But we have got to use these stones of remembrance, our own Ebenezers, to constantly remind us of what God has done so that we don't drift away. So what are some, these are just brainstorming ideas of how we could put our own stones of remembrance in our lives and not just be dependent on Sunday and Wednesday, which are critically important. We are here singing a song like that so that we can remember. Because if we don't, it takes hours, if not a few days, to forget God. Number one, count your blessings. Count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Make it a habit. Do it every day. That will help you not forget the Lord when you give him the praise and the glory. Pray without ceasing. When we pray, it's more than just asking God. We are trying to get our brains in alignment with his will. And if you are praying constantly throughout the day, you won't forget him. If it's a habit, if it's your habit of prayer, we need that stone of remembrance. Worship, the Lord's Supper, singing, fellowshipping with our brothers and sisters, doing good for the Lord's sake, helping the weak and helping the defenseless for the Lord's sake. Scripture memory. Having the word on our tongues at all times like Jesus did. Proclaiming him, confessing him every moment of the day. Using phrases like, if it is the Lord will, I'll see you tomorrow. Just getting that into our verbiage. Just praising God throughout the day with our lips. That will train us to never forget God. These are practical tips, practical stones of remembrance that we need. A prayer journal, a journal. Writing, my aunt writes poetry and includes God. My cousin writes songs of worship, praise songs. She's constantly working on those. That's her way of keeping focus so that she doesn't forget, because she knows she will if she doesn't. Take practical steps. I want to read one or two more verses. Isaiah 49, verse 15. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on her son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hands. Your walls are continually before me. I didn't know Brooke was going to lead that. But God never forgets us. We must do our part to never forget Him by making real efforts to put stones of remembrance in our life, every day using them, working on that. So I want to offer an invitation by just quoting Acts 22:16. Ananias tells Saul, who becomes the Apostle Paul, "Why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wipe away your sin, wash away your sin, calling on the name of the Lord." Are you a Christian? If not, why are you waiting? You're here. I assume that's because you have interest. Why are you waiting to grow in faith, to figure out what you need to know? There's a lot of people in this room who would love to study with you. Faith comes from hearing the Word of God. Why are you waiting? Let's study together. Grab me. Grab somebody. Let's study. Let's fix that. Let's not wait any longer. You have to repent. Romans 2 verse 4 says, the goodness of God leads us to repentance. The goodness of God leads us to repentance. Knowing what He has done will motivate you to repent. You know, John the Baptist says, he preached, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He said that over and over again. And then Jesus came and did something so incredible to motivate us to repent, because the goodness of God leads us to repentance. Be moved. If you're not a Christian, be moved by that story. It's real. Let that move you to repent and change your life. Confess. Now, just not a one-time thing. We have to confess Jesus every opportunity we have, and it's going to be hard sometimes. And finally, we all know. One more. We must be baptized. That's what Ananias told Saul. Why are you waiting? You believe. I can see that you're ready to change your course of life. I know that you'll call on the name of the Lord and you'll confess Him. Romans 10, 9 and 10. What are you waiting on? Arise and be baptized. So I appreciate those moments to share with those thoughts with you. Let's not be like Israel, who repetitively, through the book of Judges, forgot God over and over and over again. Not that they forgot He was there. They forgot Him because they didn't let the knowledge transform them. Thank you. Let's stand and sing.